This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
We're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9. The Melbourne International Arts Festival is underway and there is so much going on in Melbourne. It's so exciting. There's a lot happening this week. Gender Euphoria is kicking off. It's great. But I have two cast members from The End of Eddie who are joining me here in the studio today. The End of Eddie is an internationally acclaimed story that's come of age on the stage. Edouard Louis was put on the international map at just 21 with this devastating true account of growing up gay and poor in rural France. The perpetual grey weather that hung over Eddie met its human counterparts in Eddie's alcoholic father, miserable mother, brooding half-brother, and a school culture of bullying, homophobia, and misogyny. Eddie's only option was to find a way out. And the two cast members from The End of Eddie are joining me here in the studio today, Asaluka Obi and James Russell Morley. Hello, how are you?
Hi. Hello, hi, how you doing?
Oh, really good. So you guys haven't actually performed this play yourselves yet. You're the new incarnation of the cast, aren't you?
We are indeed. It's been done before in the UK and, me and James are the new Eddies for Melbourne.
Is that daunting?
We didn't see the show. You didn't either, did you? No, so we didn't see it when it was on before. So we kind of came in with no preconceptions of that. And just, yeah, we've been in rehearsals for about a month now. So it's really exciting.
So there's a double-edged element to it in a lot of different ways I can see in the imagery and things like that. Tell us a bit about what it's been like for you working on the script and what you feel the show's about or like.
I think the first thing to be said is that a lot of the show, we kind of play ourselves. Yeah. There's definitely an element of James and Asaluka in the play that wouldn't have been true of the previous cast. We play ourselves and we inhabit, you know, ourselves. It's a very like honest piece of work, and there's not much suspension of disbelief. But the play is, so it's us two, and then there's four TV screens at the back of the set, which they've got different characters from Eddie's life but they're on the TV screen, just us playing different characters from Eddie's life.
Was it strange working, like actually working with to that medium and then playing back to it?
Yeah, it's quite a surreal experience. I mean, it's something you get used to, but at first when you're rehearsing and you're working with characters on the screen that you played and you're interacting with those, is quite a surreal thing. But it's just the way it's written is, I think it's really clever and I think it works really well. But it did take some getting used to, like,
it really does.
Hearing your voices and seeing yourselves and kind of interacting with those in a truthful way. But I think we got there.
And I think the screens were acting for theatre but on screen. So obviously acting for screen is normally quite minimal, quite small, quite naturalistic, but the characters we play on the four screens are quite big.
Yeah.
So everything's quite big. So it definitely was, at first, it was very, it was quite hard watching ourselves back. But it's,
what is it like for you with that kind of energy that it brings into the work and brings to the play and what you do, having that, you know, it's you, it's big, it's different, and those characters and that energy kind of project down at you?
I don't know. I think I've said over and over again, it's a really, really original play in a way that I've never seen anything like it. I think the feeling of acting with another live actor and then having kind of these four screens at the back, these other characters, it's strange. I think it brings like a freshness to it that I can't really explain like how it catalyzes the work we do, but it just brings a freshness and it's just quite cool. It just feels quite cool doing it on stage, and it makes it, I don't know, I feel like it's quite slick.
Yeah.
It makes the whole production, it's quite a slick. Mm. I mean, the creative team behind it have been absolutely amazing. Mm.
So James, you'd seen it before?
No, we haven't.
Oh, you haven't at all?
Seen it,
so
no.
Going in completely blind, yes, and playing with this and then also rehearsing it and then coming to Melbourne.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the first time you're actually going to perform it, you know, for an audience in this way, is actually here in Melbourne.
Yeah.
Is that daunting or just really exciting?
It's really exciting, I think. Yeah, yeah, it's really cool. Like, a really exciting part of the job to be part of the festival and to bring it to Australia.
Yeah.
We've been looking forward to it for a long time, haven't we? So
it's almost quite surreal that, like, we're on the other side of the world.
But, yeah.
the play is a conversation, so it's not as nerve-wracking. I find it's not as nerve-wracking as doing inhabiting like a different world with different characters. We're directly addressing the audience at times. If the way I'm speaking to you is sometimes the way I speak
just
to them,
going face to face,
and I think that definitely takes a bit of the weight off, and it makes it just a bit more natural and easier to do.
What about when you're looking at these big themes of homophobia and bullying and misogyny and dealing with that within the space? What that's been like?
It's been really interesting from the point of view that they're real people in this play, so it's not a fictional world that's created and dealing with the.
Is that like, more daunting?
I don't know. In a way, it feels more honest and truthful, and kind of like, look, have a look at this, have a look into this window of this society in the north of France, and this is how it is. These are real people. This is what happened, and then we kind of offer analysis on that occasionally within the text, and it's kind of like, have a look at these real people, and then how does that make you feel? What do you think of that? And does it when you see them how they live day by day and the situations that they're in, like. Yeah, I think it's really interesting.
I think because it's a real story, and because we've had to, what we portray in the play, these events happened. It's really important not to bring like judgment or cynicism to the characters we play, because we play the two bullies who bully Edouard at school, and what's really interesting is how I don't know. I don't think we've thought of them as like bad people, or as the villainous people in the play, because it's all real. We've had to look at like the different dimensions and whatnot. But one thing that I found really surprising about the play is there are these really really difficult topics, but they're dealt with in quite a comical way.
Yeah.
So I mean. Before
it's a good way to take the edge off.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. It's really, really quite funny, in a way that I think is quite beautiful, because it's talking about a lot of heavy subjects, but it's making it just lighter and more fun. It's really funny.
It's a great way to create that kind of engagement for the audience too, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's not about trying to make them go away hating certain characters, it's kind of like it's got some real funny bits in, and it just kind of offers the audience something, a conversation, and like you said, going in as equals and just chatting to that audience and showing them this story in a non-judgmental kind of way.
Was it daunting when you were looking at the script for the first time and going, how will we create this as, a well-rounded character?
It does feel very different on paper to how it feels now. Completely. Don't you agree?
Yeah. Completely.
Because like you say, it's big stuff you're talking about, but actually when you lift that off the page and you get the screens and we're embodying these different characters and how it interacts with the audience, it feels very different to when we read, when I first got sent the script. Yeah.
And it's opening tonight, which is really exciting. It's opening tonight, running all the way to Sunday at the Cooper's Malt House. So, sorry.
Not at all.
Are you nervous? You excited? What are you feeling?
I'm excited.
Yeah.
I think, yeah.
I'm really excited for people to see it. All shows, but this one's really relies on that. Audience, it changes the thing. When we're rehearsing it in a room, it's going to feel really different to get people there, and the audience will inform the show and what we're doing, because it relies on them. We rely on their reactions, and so I think it's going to just take it to a whole other level. It's really exciting.
Well, I can't wait to come and see it. It's on this week, The End of Eddie at the Cooper's Malt House, opening tonight at 7:30, and on Saturday there's a 2 p.m. show and also a 3 p.m. show on Sunday. So from Wednesday to Sunday this week, get to Cooper's Malt House. Go and see The End of Eddie. Guys, thank you so much for joining us today. We'll let you go and get yourselves ready, because you're opening tonight.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Thank
you. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.